A young elephant takes its first wobbly steps after birth in the heartland of Kilimanjaro, named after its majestic mountain, also the highest peak in all of Africa. This little elephant will enjoy all that the region has to offer, including semi-arid savannas and wetlands, growing up amidst several diverse ecosystems that connect the circle of life in Kilimanjaro. Other inhabitants, great and small, of this beautiful heartland are lions, cheetahs, the striped hyena, giraffes, and an assortment of aviary creatures such as the eagle and hawk, all of which will influence the life of our little friend. Treading carefully behind her mother, the young elephant learns how to follow her elders, gaining a sense of safety and belonging. She is the newest member of her herd and will someday establish herself as the leader of her own herd, but her time will come soon enough. Has your hair lost its luster, missing its bounce? Need some va-va-va-voom? Let me tell you about the shampoo I've been using. It's not like your ordinary run-of-the-mill, I share this with my husband shampoo. No, this one goes beyond the call of duty to tame frizzies, banish split ends, and, most importantly, it gives you the confidence you need and a little bit of va-va-va-voom. Why use your old shampoo when you can experience the power and endurance of va-va-va-voom shampoo? Call or click for your free sample today. Thank you for riding the Hoshino Resort Shuttle Bus. This bus will go to the Hoshino Area Bus Terminal. It will take about 6 minutes to get to the destination. In order to facilitate a comfortable ride, please note the following passenger notice. For your safety, please fasten your seatbelt. Please do not talk on your cell phone while in the bus. Please refrain from eating and drinking in the bus. Please take your garbage with you, and don't forget your belongings when you get off the bus. If the shuttle bus back to the station is full, please take the local bus bound for Karuizawa Station, or take a taxi. You can also walk to Naka Karuizawa Station. Thank you for your cooperation. Ever since the Hoshino Onsen opened over 100 years ago, the Karuizawa Hoshino area has been popular among people who love nature and culture. People of many cultures have enjoyed this area. You can bathe in the Tombo no Yu. It is good for the skin. Please enjoy Japanese hot spring culture. Next to the hot spring, there is a casual Japanese restaurant, Sanmin Shokudo. You can enjoy the local dishes in a comfortable and bright space. Harunire Terrace has 15 unique shops and restaurants. It will make your visit more memorable. You can also walk along the river. The Pichio Eco Tours hold a nature watching tour every day. You can learn something new about Karuizawa's nature. Please enjoy your day in the Karuizawa Hoshino area. Excerpt from Alice in Wonderland, Chapter 5, Advice from a Caterpillar. The caterpillar and Alice looked at each other for some time in silence. At last, the caterpillar took the hookah out of its mouth and addressed her in a languid, sleepy voice.
"Who are you?" said the caterpillar.
This was not an encouraging opening for a conversation. Alice replied rather shyly,
I hardly know, sir, just at present. At least, I know who I was when I got up this morning, but I think I must have been changed several times since then.
What do you mean by that? Said the caterpillar sternly. Explain yourself.
I can't explain myself, I'm afraid, sir, said Alice, because I'm not myself, you see.
I don't see,
said the caterpillar.
I'm afraid I can't put it more clearly, Alice replied very politely, for I can't understand it myself to begin with, and being so many different sizes in a day is very confusing.
It isn't, said the caterpillar.
Well, perhaps you haven't found it so yet, said Alice. But when you have to turn into a chrysalis, you will someday, you know. And then after that into a butterfly, I should think you'll feel it a little queer, won't you?
Not a bit, said the caterpillar.
Well, perhaps Perhaps your feelings may be different, said Alice. All I know is it would feel very queer to me.
You? Said the caterpillar contemptuously. Who are you?
Which brought them back to the beginning of the conversation. Alice felt a little irritated at the caterpillar's making such very short remarks, and she drew herself up and said, very gravely,
I think you ought to tell me who you are first.
Why?
Said the caterpillar. Here was another puzzling question, and as Alice could not think of any good reason, and as the caterpillar seemed to be in a very unpleasant state of mind, she turned away.
Come back, the caterpillar called after her. I've something important to say.
This sounded promising, certainly. Alice turned and came back again.